Good morning, welcome back to Chofetz Chaim Lesson a Day. We're learning today the first section of the new Klal, Klal Gimel. Now, before we get there, I just wanted to add one last point about Apet Zlasa, which we finished learning about. And that is the most common way that we encounter Apet Zlasa today, of we'll call commonly known information, is in fact news agencies. Today, with a click of a button, and literally moment by moment, we can get live feed news about what's going on around the world at any moment. Various apps, various news sites, radio, TV, the internet, we are completely connected. So the question is like, you know, does that have the din of Apet Zlasa? So after speaking to a number of Rabbonim, it does seem that it is clear that certainly that information has the din of Apet Zlasa in the sense that it is most clearly common knowledge to everybody. But then again, the conditions of the Chofetz Chaim would apply, and that is you're not allowed to add on anything else that you of yourself what is being asked, and also it means to say that circumstantially you mentioned all the around spreading it. At the end of this, it's also important to remember that the Chofetz Chaim advised not using this principle at all. He says, look, he says it's only the Rambam who says this. There's, you know, three other opinions that disagree with the Rambam. He really recommends against it, and you don't want to be the kind of person who becomes a monger, a gossip monger who shares information. So it is true that it could have the din of Apet Zlasa today, but nonetheless, it is difficult to actually use it properly and to do it well under certain circumstances. Remember that Apet Zlasa, according to the Rambam, even is relying on the fact that somebody transgressed Lashon Hara by saying this, but is now public knowledge. And spreading this circumstantially, if asked, is allowed. I would also add the comment that being as, you know, we've even seen major news agencies in the last year which have had to retract stories through fake news, even when one sees something, I think there certainly needs to be a day or two lag to even know if it's 100% true. And unfortunately, today, even major news agencies fall prey to what we call fake news. I'm saying that it's happy truth. What we see, unfortunately, a lot of things is construed. We now move into the next klal, klal gimel. This is about the parameters of lashon hara as to when and how it is asur. The first halacha of Chofetz Chaim says in klal gimel is the following. He says that a person is not allowed to say lashon hara whether a person is saying it in front of the victim or not in front of the victim. Some people say to themselves, well, you know, if I can say it in front of him, it should be fine. So Chofetz Chaim says, no, actually the opposite is even worse, because if you say lashon hara, you say something negative about somebody else, true or not true, in front of the person. It's actually worse, because now you're first of all, you're doing this in a more brazen-may fashion, so it means to say, characteristically, you're more corrupt. And number two, you transgress more Isurim, like embarrassing person in public. So it is actually worse, but it's still lashon hara. I don't get the notion that it should be fine. The Chofetz Chaim adds that some people say, isn't it true that if you say something in front of somebody else, the lashon hara, it's fine? Isn't there such a halacha? So Chofetz Chaim says, well, there is one specific halacha, and that is in the halachas of avak lashon hara. We're going to get that a little later on. Avak lashon hara is where it's like literally means the dust of lashon hara. So you're talking about somebody in a way that may not actually be negative. It could be read two ways. So when you're speaking avak lashon hara, one's not allowed to speak avak lashon hara, but the halacha is that if one is saying it in front of the person one's talking about, one is able to say avak lashon hara. Why? Because in such a circumstance, the ambiguity of what you could be saying will be clear because you're in front of the person, and you will self-regulate yourself to make sure that the attitude, the tone of your comment will in fact be positive, even though it could be read two ways. Why? Because in front of the person. That's the only situation where in front of the person will help when it comes to avak lashon hara, ambiguous material. But certainly explicit material, said in front of the person, it's even worse. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. This is for the peace of Friday. Have a wonderful, meaningful day and a great Shabbos.